Tom McCord, day two of the Virginia Film Festival at the Filmmakers Lounge in Charlottesville's lovely downtown mall. And I am sitting across from Chris Rogers, one of the co-creators and now executive producer and also writer for the AMC series Halt and Catch Fire. This series is kind of picking up. People are starting to follow it. But for those who may not be familiar with it, tell us what the show is about.
Yeah, Halt and Catch Fire is kind of set in Silicon Prairie, which is in Dallas, Texas, and kind of the surrounding metroplex. And it's kind of the story you don't know about the emergence of the personal computer and technology of that era.
Right. And you said Silicon Prairie as opposed to Silicon Valley, which is what everybody knows now. But this was in the when does this show start?
Begins in 1983.
1983. Before Silicon Valley was known to everybody when these little pockets did.
Yeah, I mean, I think in approaching the show, we kind of felt like there was this opportunity to tell the story you don't know. I think there's a tendency to view the story of technology through the lens of this single place, Silicon Valley, and these two or three companies, Microsoft, Apple, IBM, that we all know the archetypes of and the stories of, and we thought we could kind of tell a secret history of why every computer isn't, you know, an Apple or an IBM, it's an Apple or a PC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is a timepiece. It takes place in 1983. What have been your challenges with creating a series that takes place, you know, some 30 years in the past?
Oh, I mean, I think, you know, you have to both super serve the audience of people who lived it, you know, who were, you know, these amazing technological minds that kind of feel like they have this story that hasn't been told, but also make often very difficult technological things accessible to the average viewer, myself included in that. We're a bunch of liberal arts majors that sit in a room and try to translate these very difficult technological things into TV, much less entertaining TV. So I think that's one. But two is, you know, you want to recreate the 80s in a way that doesn't feel like a punchline.
Right.
You know, it's not Flock of Seagulls, music cues, and leg warmers. You want to make it feel like the 80s people lived in. So, you know, details are very important, and we spent a lot of time scrutinizing the sights and the sounds and, you know, the details of our world.
Yeah, because, man, all I remember from the 80s was, like, Jazzercise 24/7. I don't think we ever stopped moving.
Sure. Well, look for that big Jazzercise montage in season two. Yeah.
So you mentioned your liberal arts background. What is your background? What brought you into this?
I am a history major, and I went to school here in Virginia at Mary Washington, which was once the all-women's school that was the sister school of UVA.
Right.
And I think that background as a history major kind of propelled me into magazines. I was at The Atlantic for a while, and then I worked for Condé Nast before I kind of jumped over into screenwriting. So our show is a very research-based show, and that's always kind of been my approach. You know, you start from what actually happened, and you try to weave a plausible story around, you know, the pillars of reality.
So you said your co-creator with, I want to get your co-creator's name right,
Chris Cantwell. Yeah.
So how did you approach AMC, or did they approach you?
We were very fortunate. So we wrote this story, this pilot on spec, as kind of just a passion project.
You knew it was going to be a TV series, or that was your concept?
We did,
from the beginning.
But we thought it was going to be a writing sample to help us be on someone else's TV series.
All right.
In those moments, you're supposed to write something that you think is unsellable, but that you love, you know, so that your passion can seep through. So
sure.
we wrote this, and lo and behold, AMC, you know, was interested in making the damn thing, which I think was as big a shock to us as to anybody. So we were very fortunate. It was the second thing he and I ever did together, and, you know, we're kind of younger guys in the industry. So,
do you even remember 1983?
I mean, I was born in 1983. Yeah.
So a few years ago, if someone had said, "Yeah, we've got this great idea for a series about advertising executives in Madison Avenue in the 1960s," someone would have said, okay, how are you going to make that interesting?
Sure.
So when you had to pitch, or for someone who hasn't seen this series, when you had to pitch, these are technology geeks in the early days of personal computing. How do you make that interesting?
I mean, I think there's this idea, and you see it in movies like The Social Network, you know, in a lot of things that are about people creating something, that people bake their demons and their problems into the things they create. And we think that is very true of the technology story, especially because, you know, technology has completely altered the way we all deal with each other, the way we interact, you know, through these machines or with these machines instead of each other, it seemed like a period story that had modern implications in a modern feel. So yeah. I think that attracted it to us to that originally, and then you know, our passion for the dramatic kind of pulled us through. Yeah.
So I'm talking with Chris Rogers, one of the co-creators and executive producer and writer of Halt and Catch Fire, the AMC series. We'll be screening the pilot episode today, Friday, at 7:30 p.m. in the Regal One in the downtown mall. If people they come see the pilot episode, they say, ooh, we want to see more. How many episodes have there been, and how do they catch up?
There have been 10 episodes that screened over the summer. Those will be on Netflix in the run-up to season 2, which Good. Will also begin this summer. So we hope people will.
You answer the next question. So you've been renewed for season 2. Yep. And so how many episodes in season 2?
That'll be 10 additional episodes.
And so where are you now with those?
We are in the writer's room. We've been in there for about 5 weeks. I think we have a vague idea of the back half, and we've got a better idea of the front half. So... one down. Yeah.
So where is the writer's room? Are you in L.A.?
Writer's room is in L.A., and then we shoot Atlanta for Dallas, is where our production actually takes place.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Which makes perfect sense in the film world.
Some seasons more than others.
Yeah. All right. So for those like me who watched the entire first season, I know you said you're just in the writing stage and no spoilers, but where do you see season 2 going? Are we picking up right at the end of season 1? Is there going to be a bit of a time jump? Are you going to do like Mad Men and each season reflects another year in the life of the characters?
Yeah, I mean, without giving too much away, I'd say a time jump is probably something you should expect. And, you know, that the runway of the technology story is long. So, you know, if we were talking about the reverse engineering of the PC in the first season, I think we'll be moving forward in order to capture what we feel is kind of the next significant node of that story in this season.
So, again, I'm talking with Chris Rogers, co-creator, executive producer, writer of Halt and Catch Fire. The pilot episode screens tonight, Friday at 7:30 p.m. in Regal One Downtown Mall. And there's going to be discussion afterwards. So who else is going to be there?
It'll be myself and then Mark Johnson, who is our incredible executive producer, also a big organizer of this festival.
That's
and
right.
Obviously an executive producer of, you know, Breaking Bad, Academy Award winning, Emmy Award winning. He's going to be a tough guy to sit next to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You feel okay, though?
I'm doing my best.
Okay,
yeah.
So you just flew in.
I did. I flew in last night.
All right. And you said you went to school in Virginia. Have you been to Charlottesville before?
Oh, yeah. I love Charlottesville. I went to school at Mary Washington in Fredericksburg. I'm from Winchester originally in the Shenandoah Valley.
Oh, okay. All right.
But Charlottesville I have a great affection for. And, you know, Vince Gilligan nudged me really hard to come here.
Yeah.
Just as a Virginia guy. And it's just great to be back here, back in the fall, and to bring my wife and, you know, see my family here.
Well, Vince Gilligan, creator, of course, of Mad Men, Breaking Bad, was here, I guess, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
It 2 years ago? And showed the season finale. I want to say that was season 4.
I think that's right.
And we had a discussion afterwards. It was an amazing moment. Mm-hmm. And it was before, Breaking Bad was already a cult favorite. I think it was before it really broke out and people said, oh, we got to watch this thing. So,
yeah.
So you know, maybe you're going to get the Virginia Film Festival bump.
Hey.
People listen to this podcast, they'll come see the pilot episode tonight, 7:30 p.m., Regal One. You'll turn into, years from now, we'll remember this as a cult classic.
We could be so lucky. That's one of the all-time great shows and one of the all-time great showrunners and creators.
Yeah, and what a, you know, what a great thing to be on AMC, one of our more... cutting-edge networks. All right. This has been Chris Rogers, the blah, blah, blah. Your multiple hat-wearing producer, writer, creator of Halt and Catch Fire, showing the pilot episode tonight, 7:30 p.m. in Regal One Downtown Mall. Chris, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much, Sean.
All right. We'll see you again.
Awesome.